Okay. So the Gemara, not the goal, I think, for the shir is that we're not trying to do a bakias. So as much as I want to go through the whole Gemara and go through the preface on Kuf Hei, Amud Beis, and how the Gemara gets into Shua Koneh, I think it's important that we just establish a fact that Ofa has this idea on the top that Shua is Koneh. And the point of Ilfa, what Ilfa is trying to establish, is to what point do I have liability, right? So what is Shvua Koneh in a the sense of the Gemara? The Gemara wants to establish that when I take the Shvua, I am now chayev on Ones. So it puts you not only in the realm of a showman, but it can even put you in the realm of a god. So how does a god? A god.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
So how does a Gemara do this? The Gemara says, I'll bring you a case. They try to slug up Ilfa. And then the Gemara says, you guys, Ema Mashua Kone Kid Rav Huna. The Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav Manali Biyadcha Bahala Umar Ain Khabi Adi Vinishba Bacharkah Bab Aidim. So we're introduced to our sugya, this sugya of the Rav Huna Amarav, to prove that Shavua is Koneh. So once we take at face value that Shavua is Koneh, now the Gemara kind of wants to figure out, what does it mean that Shavua is Koneh? Right, what's this memra of Amarav Huna Amarav? And what's the crossover between the parallel sugyas and the different Rishonim and how they understand machokas between what we have here and what we have in Gittin? So let's break down this Gemara a little bit. So the Gemara says, and this is where we're going to start from Gufa. So the Gemara says, Gufa Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav Manali Beyadcha. So you have a guy, he comes to Reuven, comes to Shimon, says, You have 100 bucks, or we'll just say you have something of mine in your possession. Well, Omer, and the Chabi Adi Klub. Yeah, no, there's nothing. The Nishvel Vo Edim Pater. So he takes a Shua, come the Edim, and the Edim say, no, you do have his money, you're still Pater. Shenemar, Velakach Balav, Velo Yishalit. Kivan Shekiblu Balin Shua. So the Gemara brings in this pasuk of v'lakach bala v'lo yishalem. Once the ba'a takes a lakicha, what is the lakicha? It's the kabbalah of the shvua. So the second, the one, the hamoti mechaver, the one saying manali beyadcha, accepts the shvua. Then once I take the shvua, once Shimon takes the shvua, even if Edim come, I'm pater. So, the Gemara tries to qualify this and says, "Amarava, Mustar Milsei Derav B'Mav, Delahotza Nitna." This all is good when it comes to money, because by money, of course, I give Reuven, give Shimon the money in order to spend the money. So it's a very easy shvua. Do you have the money? Do you not have the money? But the pikadon bershute demai karei ba'elokei, meaning he has it. The pikadon is either there or not. So there's a denial on whether or not I have a pikadon. That would be a crazy thing, according to Rav Huna. So according to Rav Huna, so amarav afilu bepikadon. We're even talking in the case of a pikadon, even if, let's say, he gave him an iPhone or he gave him, let's say, an Apple, etc. And the pasuk is even extending by Aiden to potter him when it's even a pikadon. So that's the first big chiddush here, is that even by pikadon, we're going to say, because he obviously has the pikadon. He's holding the phone, he's holding the apple, he's holding whatever was given to him, or whatever he, to begin with, yet we're still pottering him. And by the milveh, by money, it would seem more pashut to say this then, because obviously I'm going to borrow money to use it. So it's not beyadi. So
this guy was a shomer chinam, or we don't know.
So we'll see. The way we treat him in the shvua seems to be like we're going to treat him like a shomer chinam, to mechayev him be'omtin. That was what Ilfa was trying to establish. So the mere fact that this was used as a raya for Ilfa is probably meaning that he's treating him as a Shomer. So, Yashiv Rav Nachman veKa'amar Lahai Shmaita. Nachman decided to say this in the Beis Medrash. Eitzei Rav Acha Barin Yomi Lav Rav Nachman. You have a case, and he says, Heichan Pigdon. Amar Lei, Abed. So,
this was the Mishnah of the next day.
Yeah. So, and this is also, this is also in Shavuos.
Yeah.
So this is that's another parallel sugya here that's important. I decided not to go into that because we didn't have 3 hours. But he says, "Heichan bigdoni." He says, "I lost it." Mashbiecha ani ve'amar amen. So he says, "I want you to take a shrua that you lost it," and he says, "Amen." So the Gemara and Shavuos explains when you say amen after somebody challenges you as a timeless ganav or a taina on you in general. That you have something and you say amen to the shua, it's like you took the shua.
That's the shua.
So the shua itself is the amira of amen. But edim oto she'achlu mishalim et hakerem. The edim come and say he ate it. So this is obviously a food. Then he pays only the principal because he didn't admit, right? He admitted to an aveda. He didn't admit to stealing it, right? The eating would be stealing, and technically he'd be chayav to pay kevel, but because he says ibeid, and now the edim are coming, even though he took the shrua, in the shruos, it says that I'm chayav the principal. I'm chayav kere. Hodem be'atzmo, but if he has avda, meaning, yeah, you're right, I stole it, mishalim keren v'chomesh, and he brings an usher. So the Gemara, the question here is, how could it be? If according to Rav, I'm pater, when I take a shrua, but here I have to pay. So the question right away is on the original gufa, the original brisa that was brought up, that I'm putter if I take the shrua. Here I took the shrua and I'm chai the principal. So it must be we don't pass the makra. So the Gemara continues and says, Amar Leir of Nachman, Hacha b'maya skinan, what are we dealing with here? Kigon d'nishba chutzalis. And now we open up Hendurba. This is a case where we're dealing with a shvua chutz lebeisin. And once we're dealing with a shvua chutz lebeisin, it no longer is going to count. So Amar Lei, Ihachi, Ema Seifa, what are you going to do with the Seifa? Heichan Bagdoni, Amar Lo, Nignav, that it was stolen. Mashbircha Ani, Ve'omer Amen, Ve'idim Oto Shenignavu, Meshalim Tashlimi Keifal. Here, what does he have to pay? He has to pay kefal. Kefal, you can only be mechuyav to pay kefal in a case where you were nishba be'beistin. So, if I can only be mechayev kefal and beistin, where is he taking the shua? He's taking it in beistin. So it's a bad answer. Hodem atzmo meshalim keren chomesh rasham ve'isal kedaita chutz mebeistin ma'ika kefal. That's what we just spoke out. Why? How would he pay in kefal? So this is like a beautiful answer that he tells him back. He says, Amar Lei, Yachil min shnuya lecha reisha chutzal beisdin v'seifa v'beisdin. Miu, shnuya dechika lo mashanim lach. I could have given you the most dachuk answer that, by the way, the Gemara does all the time. Here we're talking, in the reisha we're talking about chutzal beisdin, in the seifa we're talking about beisdin. Then the two braisas are good, there's no steers, and then the braisas, and everything's fine. But I didn't want to give you a dachak teretz. So really, idi ve'idi be'beisdin. Both of these scenarios, both the resha and the seifa, are in beisdin. But lo kashya kan be'kafatz kan b'shelo kafatz. And there's no question here. Right. So that's what we're going to get to. So that's what I'm going to focus on. It's going to bring out the sugya. It says, kan, in the resha, the reason we were mechayev him just the Karen was because before the Dayanim, and Rashi brings this up, before the Dayanim told him, now is the time to take the shvua, are you sure you want to do it, whatever they say, Amacha the Lashon, he jumped and took a shvua himself. So the fact that he quote unquote jumped and took the shvua and beat the Dayanim, therefore he's only Mishalim Karen. Ah, but where he waited for the Dayanim, i.e. the Seifa, and they made him take the Shmua, now we're talking about Ram Chayav Kepa. Because here it was proper. Everything was done in a proper way. So, that's the Gemara. I think we have a clear that's that's a problem. So what I want to get into now is the machlokas rishonim on how to understand this whole back and forth of Rav Nachman Shaki V'Tarya. To give like a quick preview, Rabbeinu Hanano thinks, according to Rav Nachman, any shvura that I'm mandated to take midarais on a derais. So modeh b'miktzas, yav shomrim, eid echad, miktzataina on you. Right? These are all shvuras that we take midarais. The shvura itself, bekafatz, doesn't accomplish a single thing. There's, you can take as many bekafatz shvuras. Bekafatz is when I say it before the dayanim mandate me to say it. So anytime I say it before the dayanim mandate me to say it, then Rabbeinu Chanan says my shvua is completely meaningless. Mm-hmm. I'm not accomplishing anything. But then you have on the other side, you have the Ritva and the Ramban, and both the Ritva and the Ramban seem to think it's a scenario that really, when I take a shvua chutzah based in, or not even chutzah based in, bekapas, when I jump before the dayanim told me, the rishonim seem to think that, no, really it's a good shvua. So we have to figure out, how are they going to understand the case here? How are they going to understand Rav Nachman because of a problematic Gemara in Gittin? There's an extremely problematic Gemara in Gittin that I have on the sheet. It's, for me, it's on the back. I don't know what it is for you guys. But the Gemara in Gittin says, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba, Rav Shimon the Amri Tarvai. And over here we're talking about the Mishnayos, this aspect of Gittin. It's talking about a bunch of takanas that were Mipnei Tikkun Olam. Right? They were doing a bunch of different takanas. They get into different things with widows and orphans and Prisbol. So different takanas are going on with different shtaros that the Gemaras are dealing with. So here specifically, we're dealing with a Amana trying to get her ksuba. So the Gemara says that the woman doesn't go over ktubasa, lo shanu ela bebeisin. Aval chutzah beisin mashbi'in ota. We don't make her take a shvua. We don't actually allow her. Sorry, let me allow her to take a shvua. But that's only bebeisin. But if it's chutz lebeisin, we do allow her to take a shvua. So it's a little confusing. Really, you would think it's the other way around. If she's trying to be gove something mamon, she should have take a shvua from the basic. And if she doesn't, then that's the problematic shvua. So Gemara says, "Ini really v'ha rav lo magde tubasa armalisa." So Kasha, the rav had this rule. Rav was never allowed the amanas to go with the ksuba. Why? Rav was worried that they were already gove some aspect of the ksuba. And now, when they're coming to take a shvua, she's going to lie because she got some or all or little. And now she's saying a false shvua, and that's going to be a problem. So Rav Hitkin, no shvua.
You can only collect from the Rav with a shvua.
And you can only...
You're in a catch-22.
Yeah, you're in a bind. So, and that's the story that we'll see. So the Gemara says, Basura masnu hachi, benarda masnu hachi. So in Surah they had one mahalach, and Narda they had another. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, lo shanu ela bebeisdin, ava chutz beisdin mashpim ota. Barav Amar, afilu chutz beisdin ami in mashpim ota. We never let her take a shura. Why? Rav le tamei, the Rav lo magbi tuba lar malasa. So that's how the girsa they had in Narda. So then the Gemara says a story. Velidre velegabe. There's a story, there was a woman who came to Rav Huna. What do you want from me? The Gadol Dor doesn't allow me to allow you to take a shvua. And we're in this weird catch-22, you can't be going to that. There's nothing I can do about it. There's an Av Beistin. Av was, we treat Rav like a top. So Amar Lei, Midi Hu Taima. So he says, the reason is, she was very learned, she said, it's because he was worried that I was go over something. So she says, Chai Hashem Tzvaos, Ina Ineti Miksuvasi Klu. She says, she takes a shuun, she says, I did not be govah anything for my suba. Right, Hashem will rain down. So Amar Rav Huna, Mode Rav Bekofet. So Rav Huna said, here's your ksuba. Why? Because Bekofet said, she did this. Rav Huna said, I'm not allowing you to take a shvuah. She jumps before him and says, no, I'm going to take a shvuah. Rav Huna gives her ksuba. So we have a stira within Rav. And we have a stira within the sugya. Because by us, we say Rav is Moda Bekofet. And therefore, she was able to be Gover her ksuba. But the Gemara by us in Bava Kama, if you look back, we're saying no, by somebody who is kafats, we don't make him pay keta. And to take it even further to the first main member, we actually potter him if the eidim come later. So even if you're dealing in a case of kofatzet, according to our Gemara and Bava Kama, I'm potter, and I don't pay kefa. So we have a stira in how Rav would paskin by this case of kofet.
Rav Kama's working off a pasuk. I mean, the Gemara even says he has a right. I think we quoted it in this.
Yeah.
So it could be that daf in the case. I mean, it's a massive kiddush that again the Gemara qualifies, waters it down a lot on the base. But even in our understanding right now, it's daf in the case of a shomer b'kadosh. Who's kindness, whatever. How about that with a woman and her ksuba?
So I think this is why the machokas is within the kafats versus not kafats. Because if we were just taking the original meimer of Ra, the original Ra that he's pater, and that's because of the pasuk, and we're talking about a shomer, and we're tied to mechayvi be'ones because of shvuah is koneh, then maybe you can say we have a special pasuk by there. But it seems that even when it comes to Tanis Gana, taking it a step further, with Rav Nachman, the way he used, he said, no, because we're talking about a case of kofetz versus not kofetz. So now once Rav Nachman puts us in the realm of kfita and the shvuah chetzabestin, the two sugyas are parallel. You don't like it?
No, it's the shvuah d'oraisa. It's the shvuah... some sort of shvuah d'rabbanan to be... that Rav said you can't... First of all, the chazal would mechayev you, and then Rav said you can't take it.
It's a valid ha'ara that the Rashba... That's the Rashba's answer. That's a Rashba's answer. But the way that we've shown him treat this is as if they're on the same level. So, I want to come back to the Rashba, even though I put it on next, because this Rashba is really the key. But if we look at the... I couldn't find this Rabbeinu Hananel, except everybody quotes it. So, and every Rishon quotes it the same exact way. So I don't know where it is. It wasn't Bava Kama, it wasn't Gittin, it wasn't Shvuos. I couldn't find it. That could have just been me and having a fun time with Bar Ilan and Otar, but all that we've shown him, we want him to say the same thing. So if you look at the bolding, he says, Perish kafat sheshbiyo abalem o shenishba hu shalomi das beisten afa pi shenishba bifnei beisten. So the problem is, this is the Chidushi HaRashba and Bava Kama. There's the longer one in Gittin. So...
This one.
So the Chidushi HaRashba in Gittin, in Bava Kama, says that he brings this into the realm of Beis Din. So even though we could be Michalik and say the Shavuas are on a different level, which the Rashba will use as an answer, he says, what we really care about here is whether or not the Shavua was taken in front of Beis Din Bekvitza. That's in the Kudas HaMachokas between the sages. Because in one place, Rav said Chayav. Another place, he said Gova. So, Pater Chayav, right? In one place it worked, in one place it didn't. So he says, V'kata Rabbeinu Hananel Zah. Shema mina, ma dekafa v'nishba eino shvua. That any time you have a kfitza, even by deraisa, the Shavua is meaningless. You need the Shavua, you need the Dayanim to tell you, take the Shavua. Once a Dayanim mandate the Shavua, even if you're in front of Beis Din, Kfita doesn't matter. Right? And in Gittin, Rav says it's fine. Right? So, he says it's lo magbeg tuvasa, but bekofetzed modesh mashbia. Magbeg like tuvasa. I think it's read that the Shavua is fine.
No, I think it's
you're saying second Shavua. I didn't read it that way.
You have to find another version of the
right. Okay, it's something to think about, but I'm also a kofet and moda shemeshbia and magbe lak tura.
Wait, how did Jews call the rock while the magbe soil are malta, comma?
Yeah. So you read the comma after Alar Malasa, and then it would be that the Shavua works. Right, the Kofetza. She's Kofetza. Meaning you would read it, Modera Abbe Kofetza, Rav, Shin, Shavit, La Shavua, Ala, the Rav, Alar Malasa, Alar Malasa, the Kofetza, Modish, Mashbia, you might be like Tuva. So, what?
Modesh Shemashbia, how do you understand those words?
That her Shavua counts.
Okay, that's how I read it.
I mean, that's how it seems to be how everybody reads it. So, we have to find the Rinchan, Tzadzi, what goes, but that's how he's quoted. And we'll see it again if we skip to the Chidush HaRitva, and we'll come back to the Rashba. But the Rashba here, on Bava Kamma, is the first one to quote it. So if we look at the Ritva says, "V'hada minan the mode rabbe kofetet." So now we're in Gittin. Kashelan the hacha mashma the shvua kvita have shvua. By us, it seems to be that it's a shvua. Ve'ilu hasam be'bava kama be'perika gozal mashma de lo have shvua. So right away, the Ritva speaks out the kasha that we had. Even though we want to point out that maybe the pasuk by us, that's why Rav said it. But it seems to be that the Rishonim really care about the fact that there's a Shavua Bekofetzet Beis Din. That in one place it works, in one place it doesn't work. And that's what they're focused on. Damrina Hatzam Mishmei Darav, Atoin Ta'anas Ibeid, Bepikadum V'nishba, V'acharkach Ba'u Edim, Patim Yerushalayim, Shenever Akach Ba'ala V'lo Yerushalayim, Kevon Shekiblu Ba'alim, Shavua Shov, Ein, Mishamin Mama. Bakshir love the Rav, Vrakinan Khan, Bekafet Kam Shul Kafet. So you're just speaking out our sugya. The Ikal Mema says it's different. The Shiny Hasam Dikhtiv, Velakach Bala. He has a pasuk. The Kavan Shikafat, Lo Karinan Lei, Velakach Bala. Ela Bishvua, Shineset Bechir Beste. So comes back to the answer of the pasuk. Right, so the Ritva likes that the pasuk is creating a difference that once I did the kfitza, it's not a real acceptance of the Baal of the Shavua. V'kiyotze b'zamrinan b'Yerushalmi, gabe toin ta'anas ganav, even extend this to ta'anas ganav, v'nishba demechay b'im tishlumi keifa, v'dafki kishinishba hu demechay, aval b'lo Shavua, without the Shavua, there's no chiyuv. And we say over there, "Beperek Avashomrim, the Eino Chayv Atche Yikfor VeYishva VeBeisim." We need Dafka Shvur VeBeisim. Remember, Anakayim Emet Ida Kayim VeChayv LaChaver Shvur Afilin Yishva Chutz VeBeisim Chayv. So, Loman, given that Beisim were Mechayiv, once Beisim are Mechayiv him, even if he took it outside of Beisim, I'd be Chayiv. Ela Kaima Kiden Azlinam Bein Meshbeinan VuKafat VeNishva. Hare Lamadnu Dehasa Nami Kivan. The high shvua, who should mechayv bekeifal, im kapat v'nishva afilu beisdin la shvua. He beino chayev adal kimtik. Efshar lomar, and this is the main key. The dafka behamishum the shvua mechayv bekeifal, aval shvua mode b'miktas. But any shvua that's mode b'miktas, im kapat v'nishva then I'm patur. So the Ritva makes a chila in the type of shvua based on the type of taina against the guy. So dafka, when I have this case that a shvua can be mechayev mikefel, but a shvua that's moda v'niksa, and then he was nishba, in that case he would be part. But where would he be chayev? Where he's mechayev case. That for that type of shvua, you're going to say even b'tfitza, you could count on that shvua. So this is beferish against Rabbeinu Hanan. So what the Ritva is getting to, and is the not only a chiluk within this realm of what shvuas I'm taking, which again isn't so clear which shvuas we're going to make a chiluk from. The Masiftas seem to say it, the way they explained it is that the chiluk is not as much within the shvua as within the tfitza. But that is not as much as within what type of shvua you're taking, but it's in the kfitza. I disagree with that wholeheartedly. I think the Ritva really thinks it's scenario based. So, and I think he says it pretty clearly. And the Ritva clearly thinks that the kfitza is a valid shvua. So going back to the original machlokes, Rabbeinu Hanano says, Mashvia, it's not a good shvua. The case in Gittin is a side case. We'll get to as to why. And any other time you do kfitza by something not mandated by Beis Din, it's no good. Says the Ritva, no, it's scenario based. A kfitza can even count. It just depends on what the time is against the guy. That seems to be the Ritva's thing. The Ramban comes in and says, so we'll do it from the beginning. It says, Pirush Rashi, Hoel v'kavta v'nishba, nishba v'gova. V'chein mashma v'yerushalmi, de'gersin en avra, nishba rabhuna, amar ho v'nishba nishba. Once you take a shvua, it's a good shvua. Rabbeinu Hanan al katav, mode rabbi kofetzet, me'atma v'nishba, she'kevan she'avda v'nishba, so the Ramban here has a different girsa within Rabbeinu Hanan. So that's how you want to read the first one. So I think the Ramban clearly is saying that you make her take a second shvua. The pushback I had on that was that the Gemara doesn't sound that way. The Gemara doesn't sound that way at all. The Gemara sounds like the fact that she jumped up and did the kfitza. And I think that's how you have to read it, or else there's no real stira here. You made her actually take a shvua. The kofetzet didn't accomplish anything. Right, so
well,
it forced Beis Din to make her take a shvua. But the shvua in of itself, like Rabbeinu Hanano will tell you, is meaningless. All it does is force Beis Din. So if anything, maybe it's even, speaking out now, even Rabbeinu Hanano, it's even better for him if you make her take another shvua, because it shows you that kofetzet didn't mean. So now comes the Ramban and gives his tip. Ofreka goes a kama gersinon kan bekafas kan bishalon kafat. Decha bekafat nishba uvo edim mishalim. Ava lo kafat eno mishalim. Afa pisha bo edim shenemar velakach bala velo yishalim. Kevon shekiblu habalim shvua shuveno mishalim. Ekata Rabbeinu Hanano sham. Now again, both these Rabbeinu Hananos I couldn't find. Shma mina ma dekafat nishba eno shvua. Again, Rabbi Gershina begit him under Rabbi. Kofetet lo shenichshev kishvua. Al Rabbi lohave magbi k'tuva salamot. Be kofetet mo de demeshvia magbi like k'tuva. Elu divrei Rabbi. Yeah.
It's giving me so much trouble in all this. Is in the sugya in Baba Kama. It's not like in both cases there's a shvua that's meaningful. It's just one works for Rav's fish and one doesn't. Meaning, the case of Kefel is good for where he was hot. So clearly, there's something to the shvua.
No, the case of Kefel is where he wasn't covered. That's after.
No,
Beis Din.
I don't think so. I thought it was the other way.
No,
I think.
The case,
very clearly, if it's Kafats.
No. Yatua.
It's kapa.
He says, kapa to not chayv kapa. It says, hecham begduni amarle, even mishbecha ani ba'omer amen ba'idim me'idim oto she'achlo mesham etakere. And then you have the second one that odam atzmo mesham kere amarle Rav Nachman hachma askinan odam atzmo mesham keren bechomesh ve'asham. Amalei ihachi emasefa hecham bagduni amalo nignav mishbecha ani ba'omer amen ve'idim me'idim oto she'nignavu mesham tashlumei kefa. So that's a seifa. So that was the answer of the Gemara was, I could have given you a dacha kateret, one's within Beis Din, one's outside of Beis Din, but really I want to give you a better teret, it's bekafat. And when it's bekafat, here's bekafat, the Reisha is dealing with kfitza, therefore it wasn't mandated by Beis Din yet, and I'm only mishalim principle. And the seifa is when he wasn't kofet, and the Beis Din already mandated me to the shua, and now I'm a shalim kofet. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. So, good. So that's why Rabbi Nachman seems to think that when I did a kfita, I didn't accomplish anything. So, if we go back to the Ramban, so he quotes this Rabbeinu Chananel. He says, "Umihu eina raya dehasa by Baba Kama af al pi sheshvu aso bekfita min hadin shvuahi upater mishvuas hapikadon." Over there, even though his shvuas bekfita, it's still a good shvua. We still count it as a valid shvua. Mihu lo karina velakach bala velo yishalim sharei lo kiblu balan shvua elahu me'atzma shekapat. The only difference there is that we don't say that the balim were mekabel the shvua. That's the only difference. Not Rabbeinu Chananel's chiluk that when I take a shvua bekfitza, I didn't accomplish anything. I accomplished something. I took a real shvua. It's just that the kabbalah of the balim is not fulfilled. Over Yerushalmi, and he brings in the Yerushalmi of that the Ritva brought in. Perik Abra Shomer Matati Atoin Tanis Ganav Eno Chayv Ache Likfor BeBeisin Manan Kiyamim Mibah Hada Dekim BeChayv LeChaber Shua Afilu Nishbachut BeBeisin Chayv Ela Kinan Kaimin BeHanda Chamazinan BeOmrash Bine BeHu Kafatz BeNishba Rama Lalu Notim LeDiver Rabbeinu Chananel. He says it's really a raya. Shekoz Man Shel Chaber BeBeisin LeDan Nishava KeNishba Das Atzma VeNishba VeMech. So again, echoing the Ritva. But it seems to be we have the Ramban and the Ritva on one side, and we have the Rabbeinu Chananel on the other when it comes to what is the actual seriousness of the Shavuot. Does it count? Does it not count? The Ramban seems to say, the Ramban says that the Shua does accomplish, and the difference over there is that there was just no Kabbalah, and it works here is because it's a good Shua. And really over there, just the aspect of the Kabbalah didn't work. And that's why it was different. But over here, we see it's a real Shua. The Ritva seems to think it's a scenario-based one. Like the Ritva says, it's a good Shua. It's just based on what the Shua is being taken. So the Rashba, if we go back to the original Rashba, and we'll speak out the last Rashba outside, but I put it there just in case you want to see his real expansion, because in Baba Kama he says, go see Gittin. Because he says, really, era. So the Rashba plays around with two answers, and we'll do something outside, but the first one says, V'yish lomar, deba'ama shvuahi, v'gova ksuva, v'ota shvuah. Alekan hu lefotro mitashlumin karat. So he says, really, we have that the case in Gittin, the reason why the widow is going to be Goveh Ksuva is because we have two different levels of Shavua. We have, and we alluded to this earlier, we have a Shavua of Tanis Gano. We have a Shavua that seems to be, possibly to even on Daraisa, to be Mechaev, versus a shvua and a ksuba. We know she's owed the ksuba. And the Rashba speaks this out much better than you. We know she's owed the ksuba. So when she does the kfitza, it's not that it counts. Really, Rabbeinu Chananel is right. The shvua is meaningless. It's not a good shvua. But there's a better aspect, there's a better taina by her ksuba, because we know she has it. We know she was married to the guy. No one's saying you weren't married to the guy. No one's saying that you don't have a vow ksuba. Everybody knows you do, but it was a takana of Rav to not give her the ksuba. So when it comes to not giving her the ksuba, we'll be a little more makeup. The shvua is not the same as a shvua by the time it's gone over eBay. Over there, it's a higher level. And when we come to Amot Bechaveh, we're coming to really take money, which we're saying you're a Gana. You're going to have to pay Tashume Kefal, possibly bringing Korban. Over there, we're going to take it a lot more seriously. So by Kfitza, we're not going to count it.
I'm sorry, I don't want to take it.
Yeah.
I don't understand the scenario with the Cuba, the Omana. What? She's entitled to the Cuba. What happened that she might not get it?
We're worried, right? In order to get the ksuba, she has to take a shvua to be gover from the yorshim, from the children. Right? The children inherited the father. Sorry, I should have spoken this out. The children inherited the father. Okay. She needs to take a shvua in order to get it. But there's a catch line too, because Rav doesn't let her take a shvua.
So, you don't know?
So because he was worried that she would take a false shvua, because now she has no dollars to her name, and it could be that she had already a little bit. She was gove a little bit. Now she was gove a little bit. She's going to take a false shvua, and he was worried that it would cause problems. So that's the chilek. Now bringing it back, that's the chilek of the Rashba. It speaks better in Gittin, is that it's a lower form. By ksuba, we know it's there. It's not. The second answer of the Rashba is really things that the Rabbeinu Chananel is wrong. But sometimes there's a special strong shvua that is required for me to be gover. In such a case where I have exceptionally strong need for an exceptionally strong shvua, in that case, kofetzet isn't going to count. Really, says the Rashba, like the Ramban, like the Ritva, that kofetzet is a valid shvua. And when you take a shvua and you jump, we're good. But you have cases, for example, of mamon, where I'm chayav kefal. This is like a serious, strong shvua. So when I have something to mechayav me, a serious and strong shvua, I have to take an exceptionally strong shvua. And kfitza doesn't accomplish that. Kfitza only accomplishes in a case where I don't need an exceptionally strong shvua. So the scenarios that would be maybe the case of ksuba would count. I'm trying to think of other cases where you wouldn't need an exceptionally strong shvua, but I haven't gone through shvuos, and I don't know the different shvuos that go on. But it seems to be that the Rashba, the Ramban, and the Ritva are all cholek on this Rabbeinu Chananel. Even though the Rashba gives a scenario for Rabbeinu Chananel, where he's still standing on this idea of a strong shvua and saying that Rabbeinu Chananel, really, he holds his own shvua, but in the case of a weak shvua, he'll hold that it's enough. And that kind of falls in line with what we saw in the other Rishonim, that it's like a little weak, it's okay. So, to give a bit of a sequel of what we saw, to put it all together, we started off with the Gemara by us. The Rav seemed to say that by a kfitza, you're putter, right? Or you wouldn't be mechayev, but you should be chayev. But by a gittin, we seem to be moded that the shvua accomplished something. According to how the Ramban understand the Rabbeinu Chananel, what it accomplishes is now she has to take another shvua. The Pasha Pshat and the Gemara over there is that she doesn't have to take another shvua. Rav Huna seemed to be moded right away. And the Ramban took the thing, it's a chilek in the Shura itself. The Ritva, again, disagreed with the Rabbeinu Chananel. He said it's scenario-based. When you have a certain scenario, kofetz, it will work versus not work. And then we have the Rashba, which I think is great. He makes two chilukim, one for Rabbeinu Chananel to work and one to disagree, both on the footing of a strong Shavua. What is a strong Shavua that I need to take for an exceptionally strong Nechayiv versus what is less of a Shavua that I need to take? So by the case of Kofetzet by the Ksuba, it's a weak Shavua. We know she has a Ksuba. We know she's owed it. Therefore, Kofetzet will work. But by us, Rabbeinu Chananel says, really, it doesn't work. And because it's an exceptionally strong Shavua to Nechayiv Yikefel, that's why Kofeta wouldn't work, and it's really not a good Shua. Rashford says, but I think the Rabbeinu Chananel is probably not 100% right. So what we're going to say is a similar void in the fact that a Kofeta works always, but when I have something exceptionally strong on a level of Deoraisa, like Tanis Gana, over there, the Kofetzet isn't going to work, and I'm going to need a strong Shua. I'm going to need a based and landed Shua. But when it comes to Ksuba, I don't need an exceptionally strong landed Shua.